Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Natural Nation. Oh, we call you Natty Nation. How's everything going? And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And Des says?
World.
Yes, word. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals where it is?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream?
Oh, my goodness, ice cream sandwich. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let us, myself and Dez, talk. Dez, how you doing?
Talk. I am good. I am good. And just going to say happy anniversary week again.
Yeah,
for those of you
right?
who haven't been able to join us earlier this week, this is P4P Real Talk's one-year anniversary. Here in May, 99 shows last year, and we're already going strong in 2016. So thank you for being a part of that. Who knew? Who knew, Caleb?
Right. Who had any clue? And I just remember, like, from being so active in sports as a kid, especially in basketball, and very rarely in football, unless it was Pop Warner, but reaching that century mark or getting close to it, and, you know, the anticipation was always just like, oh, my goodness, is it going to happen? Where is it going to happen? Where is it going? And, you know, we were so busy in on getting the shows ready and who's going to be lined up for what. I don't even think we were thinking we'd last that long, you know, if people would even have an interest. So,
yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I know, it's pretty amazing. That year just kind of snuck up, and I can't believe how fast it went. And we've covered, oh my gosh, we've covered so many topics from natural bodybuilding, and then so many topics that weren't even related but still dealt with natural athletes, like WWE wrestling and pole fitness and, you know, chiropractic care. And, you know, everything in between, body image, different celebrities in our Natty Nation world, you know, working out, pros, cons, trials, tribulations,
the
all
cons
that
of the
stuff.
Pros.
The cons of the pros, that too, that too. And so this week has been a pretty big week for us because this is our fourth show. You know, we usually average two shows a week. Sometimes one, depending on if things just go awry, but this is our fourth show. Our first show we had on fellow podcaster Melinda, I'm going to pronounce her last name wrong, Kaylin.
I got it for you, Spencer.
Spencer, there it is. I was going to go for the Corsino. That's what it was. I was going to Melinda Corsino Spencer. So she was on talking about when she was on a reality show with Steve Stone Cold Austin and what that experience was all about. And then we also talked about her program that she's got, which is Fit Talk, another P4P original. And she's going to be coming up on her 1 year in August. So, you know, just a lot of great stuff going on in the organization. And then to piggyback on that, we had JB on this week talking about more great stuff going on in the organization. Kaylin, why don't you bring us up to speed on some of the things that P4P has had going on?
Well, when he and I were talking, one of the things that, you know, and especially since, you know, we get to stay so close to the railway of the travels of the natural community, you get to see the changes happen a little bit sooner than everybody else will. And, you know, what I was loving, and still do, is that a lot of the changes that are happening in natural bodybuilding are correlating with what JB and the founders of P4P had actually set about to happen in the natural community, just from saying, okay, somebody's got to basically speak up with their minds and their mouths and their bodies and their wallets, and they came about and did all of that, and now we see, you know, people actually catering to the spot, giving sponsorships to the natural athletes, giving promotions, you know, as far as promoting the individuals that are, you know, top of the line elite. Everything's basically improving, and, you know, they can't take all or full credit for it, but they can definitely take credit for the movement that's been coming about because of, you know, how hard they pushed for more recognition for the natural athletes because, you know, everything about P4P has been set up to be for the athlete, by the athlete, and just get it going. And, I couldn't help but notice that a lot of the, well, now natural supplement companies, because P4P was basically it. And now we have, I think, two or three that have sprung up since then, and they're pushing, you know, the natural side. And then one of the drawbacks of, you know, being a natural athlete is basically being held to a higher standard of competition by being clean.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds funny that it should be said that way, but that's the truth of the matter. And then to have, you know, everything that's going on and find out that some of the supplements that, you know, these natural athletes have been taking aren't natural supplements at all. So, you know, we were speaking about that.
Which is devastating.
Yes. And I really went into depth on that. I said, because here you have somebody that's, you know, really set in stone. I'm going to, you know, be this natural guy. I want my children. I want my family. I want my friends. I want my loved ones, my coworkers, to all see this natural lifestyle that I'm promoting. And then they go to the water list of banned substances and find out, you know, half the stack that they're taking. And when I say stack, I'm not talking about an illegal substance or shouldn't be an illegal substance. Something you buy out of a supplement building or, you know, from ordering a supplement. But they're finding out that the stuff is so, well, I don't want to say so bad, but it's not legal to compete as a natural athlete. You might be able to, you know, go to work and, well, I can't even see you passing the drug test there with the standards they have even now for work-related jobs. But it was just really kind of mind-blowing to see the devastation, you know, and this is just speaking with people that were, you know, how we promote the shows that are upcoming, and people send us messages, and, you know, then they find out, well, because I know I definitely tell them to check the banned substance list, and that way they don't have to tell me what they're taking. They can just check that list and see if it's on there with the supplement or the chemicals that are inside of it. And then they write back and say, oh, well, and I can't compete in this organization because it's banned. And, you know, it kind of sucks because you're trusting your health to something that's supposedly making you better. But in reality,
and it's doing the opposite.
No, it's not. Yeah. And JB was pretty upset about that. And, you know, God bless him because he has a right to be upset because, you know, as much as we'd like to steer people to natural supplements, it almost sounds like we're trying to take away from someone else by saying do P4P. But you heard DJ when he was talking on the Tuesday show where the effects are not even 2 weeks in notice, and not because it's something illegal in it, but because it's not filled with crap that keeps you from getting the results that you should get from the product that you're buying.
No, no fillers, clean products. And, you know, you don't have to worry about the quote-unquote proprietary blends and wondering, well, what the heck is that? I mean, that's a challenge in and of itself, too, right? Oh, it's a proprietary blend. Well, we think that's a great thing. No, that's a marketing phrase, and that just means we're not going to tell you about the filler that we put in your product.
Exactly. Exactly. I think we could have a show simply on that, but I'd love to talk to a manufacturer and have them on that show so he could really or she could really explain just how foolish that, you know, it's a lot of terminology that's marketing based that is just so full of crap is the best way to say it. But I digress. Then we'll go to the other show we had that day, which is Sean Jennings, who is a promoter that and it's so funny, the United States side of the UFE, because it is actually Canadian-based, and it's been filtering down to the United States side, and now they're basically branching out to the other countries as well, but just some of the benefits of his organization. And like I said, we talked about it yesterday, if anybody had missed that show, where they put their competitors in the big name magazines. And the one that stood out to me was Oxygen, because I know that was something I wouldn't really relate to, you know, bodybuilding or something. And there's plenty of other ones. And if you have a question or anything, just go back to the archive and you can hear us list all the different shows, I mean, different magazines and different online sites that they put their competitors in. And UFE does, that was just unheard of. And basically until, like, 2009, is they were promoting their competitors year-round, which is something that I wasn't used to, definitely, because it was more like if a person won a show, they got a place on a poster, and then, you know, come next year, there they were. But all during that downtime, or what we call the off-season, you really mm-hmm. didn't hear much about natural competitors. But in the UFE, they pretty much bring them out for seminars. They bring them out for the different social events that the UFE promotes. And, wow, I was just kind of blown away why it hasn't been more listed, other than people just hadn't heard about it and didn't know how to promote from a better side of it. So we pretty much did that. And it was, you know, even though I've competed in the UFE, there were still some things that, you know, he talked about that pretty much covers every natural organization. And one of the things we had talked about, because we had seen it at two of his shows, one I had just covered, but one I'd also competed in, and that was where you had the best person on stage not winning because they were in the wrong class. And, you know, it was he actually had to deal with the social media storm of everybody being furious, because here you had one person standing on stage and one of the, well, I don't want to say magazine, some guy who had basically been snapping the pictures there and had been wanting to promote this person, and they didn't win, so he couldn't do the promotion that he had in mind. But I'm thinking, okay, everybody's looking at this individual, but nobody said, hey, what class are you competing in? I guess it was just understood that you're going to win no matter what, so, you know, why even bother asking? And the person mm-hmm. placed much lower than expected in a class that they clearly weren't supposed to be in. And I'm thinking, nobody talked to the coach, nobody talked to the nutritionist, nobody talked to the trainer. It just all fell on the promoter, and he was supposed to somehow tell you, you know, ahead of time, hey, you should switch classes. What kind of promotion is that?
Well, and how, short of you sitting in a photo of yourself when you sign up, how is a promoter going to know that?
Yeah.
They're not.
And
I mean, a lot of that responsibility is on the coach and on the athlete to do your homework ahead of time and find out what the requirements are for each class and match up to the one that best suits your physique.
Yes. And that was where he was talking about how, you know, and like I said, because of how we always interact with the competitors, the promoters, the organizations, there's a lot of knowledge that you and I know ahead of time, and that is the criteria of the organization, the classes of the organization, the different classes, different functions, the posing. I mean, there's so many things that are involved, the tan. You know, some organizations hate a certain kind of tan simply because it does so much damage to the venues. And
yep.
there's, you know, the newbie competitor that doesn't know or even think about such things. I've known competitors that say, you know, I went out and tanned in the sun for 2 weeks, so I'm going to be golden by the time I hit the stage. And they really believe that. And unless somebody can get in their ear the right person can get in the right ear, it really goes basically off to the wayside. So it was just one of those things, and we were speaking about how the promoter still takes it on the chin and comes back the next year to put on a show that's even better than the one he's getting ripped to shreds or she's getting ripped to shreds for. because of somebody else's error. And, you know, they just take that knock and just brush it off and go. And then the other side that I got to talk to him about, because this is one that actually lived, because I did it. I was his worst registrant trying to get to that show, because everything you could imagine, and you, if anybody knows my life, it's a roller coaster. And I had just about everything imaginable happen where the PayPal didn't work, you know, because something was wrong with the credit card. I had been hacked. My account had been messed with, and I couldn't use that PayPal until I contacted my credit card. Then I had where, you know, okay, I sent in the registration, but I sent it in the wrong format. So it was like super giant tiny. And I hope that makes sense, because every word was like one letter, and it went through like that. And he was like, I have no idea what you just said, because it's like 99 pages of letters. So whatever you can think about happens.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, keep laughing. So it got down to like the last days, and he still didn't have anything, but he knew I was trying to sign up. Instead of canceling that, you know, my chance to compete, he just kept working with me, and I'm thinking he's got, you know how it is coming show day, show week.
Yeah.
There's a thousand things happening. You're
so
running
crazy
around like a chicken with no head, and you're dealing with the person who looks like they don't want to compete, but basically doesn't want to say that they're not going to actually show up. So they're coming up with every excuse not to do it, because that's how it looks from the promoter side. As much as we might be trying from one way, it's not necessarily true, because, you know, even though you might have one person that actually does want to compete, there's probably 50, especially when they find out, you know, that it's an actual natural show, because there's a lot of that, and we haven't talked about that on this show, but there's a lot of times where there's an unnatural athlete that wants to compete in a natural show with the hopes that they'll get a first-place trophy, but they're hoping that there's also no drug screening or polygraph, so, you know, they won't get caught. And so they have to deal with that, and, you know, there's all kinds of other things that happen. And there I was, basically standing out on an island, because I want to compete, because there was something that was really driving me to do this show, and that was the fact that for the first time in my life of competition, that I was going to have my pastor, his wife, and my mother
come I remember
to watch
that
show. Yes. And he did not know that. I didn't put that information out there. I just let him know that I was serious about competing. No matter how much crap was going on, I really wanted to show up. And he was nice enough to say, okay, then, you know, we'll make it happen. And it happened, and thank God for it, because that was the last time. You know, that show was in October, and 2 months later, my pastor had actually passed away. So without that show, that moment doesn't happen. And, you know, then you have that regret that, you know, I had to deal with. You know, UFE goes on. You know, the competitions go on. But, you know, for me and a lot of others that knew my pastor, life stood still for a while. And you know, when you can look back on the pictures and see that, and just, you know, it was just so engaging. He took pictures. He sent the top pro athlete for that show that was a guest appearance, put them out there. And it was just, you know, you don't get that back. You know what I mean? So when you have people that are willing to do those things, it's just so heartfelt. And like I said, you don't forget that stuff.
No, you don't. And it, you know, it just falls right in line with, you know, what we've been trying to do pretty much since April, I guess, when competition season was really starting to gear up. And that's bring on as many.
As a natural, you would use the word gear up.
Gear up. Sorry, I'm using it in a very innocent way. But as we were, as competition. I can't even talk now. You got me flustered. As competition season was ramping up, our goal was to bring on as many good promoters of good shows that we could come in contact with, that we could find. And, you know, so far we've done, I think, a pretty good job of that. We've had some really great people on the show. you know, and the promoter that Kayla was just talking about is definitely in line with all of those folks that we've had on. And moving on into our show tonight, we've got another awesome promoter who is joining us, and we are looking forward so much to hearing more about it. Brian, are you with us?
Yeah, Des, I am. How are you?
Awesome. I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. What's happening, KP?
How you doing?
How your mama
how you
doing?
Well, hey. Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So why don't you go ahead, for folks who are maybe not familiar with you, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background and then about your show that you've got coming up.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm Brian McCabe. I started promoting a couple years ago with the INBA, and I never was a full-fledged promoter, you know, really to have my own show. I was kind of helping spread the word from the West Coast over to the Midwest. And kind of got my feet wet again, getting back into natural bodybuilding. So basically, before that happened, I had got away from the industry because I just focused on career and, you know, this other life situation. So I competed when I was early 20 years old. I'm now 40, so I took about 10 years away from it. So I got back into it about, 5 years ago, and then the promoting started a couple years ago. So that's kind of how it all backtracked. I ran a couple shows with the INBA. And had a couple really successful competitors that worked their way up to the Natural Olympia and placed in, top three. It really got me some good exposure out here in the Midwest as far as, getting into the natural family network and realizing the differences between the leagues. And it still comes down to the actual individual promoter. But I saw more being done in the DFAC. So I myself even jumped into the Minnesota Mayhem last year through a Leif Anderson show, and it was really kind of jaw-dropping, from the experience from a competitor standpoint all the way down to the audience's perspective. It's top-notch, exactly what we're looking for. So after that experience, on my way home, even back from Minnesota, I was driving home with my wife, and I messaged Leif. I was like, man, phenomenal show, thank you, I appreciate it. I got my ass kicked, absolutely handed to me by the competitors there. It was fun, but it was an eye opener. So I'll be taking this year off. it put things into perspective. So it was a great turnout. It was run beautifully, and
great turnout.
I got a chance. Yes. Oh, it was phenomenal. Yeah, and everybody was just really gracious. I got to meet, Vicky, the league owner, and I still have a few of the others to meet yet, which I'm looking forward to. But when I got a hold of Leif, I was like, hey, it was a beautiful show. I appreciated everything. I was giving him a heads up, basically, like, I won't be promoting next year, for INBA, because I was going to focus more just on my company again with Body Sculpt Fitness. But and he kind of mentioned, like, well, we're looking to expand into the Chicago area. I was like, well, I'm your guy. So I actively pursued him after that, and I was like, well, you're looking to spread down here, then I'll jump on board with you in a heartbeat. So it was an easy decision, and from what you're seeing of the show that Leif and Stephanie has already put through, I mean, it's raising the bar unbelievably high, which puts the pressure on all the rest of us, which is great. I love it. But it's really, like, the DFAC is truly where it's at. I mean, I've never seen so much more dedication and genuinity put into it than what I'm seeing. It's from all the way from the background scenes to the production of it. It's unbelievable. So we're looking to carry that through right into Chicago.
And I'm quite sure that you will, but there's something, that you had talked about when I first met you, and I was just so enthused because, you've got a passion that's unrelenting. I mean, you really want it, but there was something more, not just having a show in the Midwest, because we noticed that we had a kind of a drought when it comes to pro shows or even like big shows where, the Midwest was being represented, and you were saying, why can Chicago be such a big city and not have a big national show? And that was something that, kind of troubled us both. So we were kind of like, I don't know why. I don't know. And it was kind of goofy because I remember Phaedra looking at us because we were going back and forth like, I don't know. no, I don't know. And she's like, what's going on with these two? And I guess it was like us mentally conversing, but, you know, it wasn't coming out in actual speech, and I can't see why anybody that would be walking by High Five would be like, okay, these guys are nuts, because it was just something that, you know, truly passionate people kind of get, because yeah. It is something that you don't really need to ask more than once, because it every time you think about another street or avenue to take, and it's like, well, that opportunity is there, but like we were saying, without the backing, the true backing that is necessary, it would be hard to pull off. And so
exactly.
I know you were kind of chomping at the bit to get that Chicago show that you really had in your mind, not just, you know, put on paper. Because, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of things that happen, just not the way we had envisioned.
Exactly. Very well put, Caitlin. Very well put. And, yeah, and you know what the closest thing, I mean, the biggest hats off to Joe Perez and his crew for the Chi-Town Showdown, another unbelievable
mm-hmm.
show. And, you know, so I would definitely say he's holding the top rank here in this area, you know, as far as
oh, yeah.
what he's doing. And, you know, I respect him a lot, and I respect everything he does. So I'm looking for, you know, I'll be there helping support him and any help he needs this weekend. And I was hoping to have some competitors get ready, but there were just a few that just some situations happened that they're not able to make for that date. So, you know, I'll be offering my hand to help him. Another phenomenal show. But we're looking to build right off of that, you know, taking it into the fall. You know, we got Perez's in the spring, the Windy City Naturals August 13th. So we're looking to end the year strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I'm totally just looking at that. So that date is going to be here before we know it, because that's literally, what, about 12 weeks, 13 weeks out?
We're pushing
14, maybe?
We're pushing the 12-week mark. Yep, 12-week mark.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So anybody
yeah.
who's interested, you better kick it into gear and get your registration in, because it looks like WindyCityNaturals.com, that's where we can go to find more information and get signed up for the show.
Yes, you can get signed up there, and actually I'm offering a free backstage pass for entries up until the midnight of the 22nd. So, you know, just another way to save money, because we all know everything adds up. You know, there's a lot of expenses that goes into this, especially the prep, you know, even down to the food and the overall just trying to get to the stage. So I'm just trying to offer a little incentive for people to, you know, kind of get themselves going and get entered early to save a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no doubt.
Yeah, and
that's
on the website too. But you know what? That's another thing I love about the DFAC. They're not about the money. I mean, they're not about just taking all the money from people. They won't even let competitors cross over to another division because they don't. For two reasons, they don't want to hoard the money from the competitors and just take everything from them. And two, from an audience's perspective, we don't want to keep seeing the same people in the same stage, getting the same places in different classes. I mean, why do that? So.
I mean, that raises so many questions when it happens, because everybody's like, how can somebody win two separate divisions when the criteria are supposed to be different?
Exactly. Right, yeah. How can the bikini girl and the figure girl both win? Like, I don't get it. So that doesn't, but even in the DFAC, they don't even let you go from, like, novice to open. I mean, you got to pick one. You can't. They don't even let you cross over. So, and that's for one, just not to keep seeing the same people over and over again, getting the same place, or being in the wrong class like that. You know, there's no way that one person should win both divisions.
Yeah.
So I really like how they do that. And on top of it, their amateur membership cards are only $50. Their pro cards are only $85. And the entry fees are only $50 and $100. I mean, you can't beat it.
No. And, you know, like I said, with somebody that like you that was chomping at the bit to have the show that actually reflects to the competitor and to the audience, I'm sure that was just a gold mine when it comes to actually having it, you know, in your hand. Because that was the one thing, you know, you got the promise and the wish, and then you had the reality. And, you know, me and you talking, since it's real talk, me and you talking, that was the one thing where you couldn't really go all in like you know how with your competitors, with your clients, you know, with your gym reality, where it translates into something that's more of what you had envisioned from the beginning. And I think some people say, you know, well, this is not this way, but it's basically because you're being reined in because, okay, we don't want to step on anyone else's toes. Like you said, where Leaf was actually challenging promoters to actually do better, it wasn't, you felt you weren't getting that in the other organization.
Exactly. Yeah, I was definitely way too restricted, and, you know, just the ideas weren't being heard, I guess. They weren't being accepted. I don't know why. It all worked out for the best because, yeah, I'm getting giddy now, baby, now that I got my show. No holds barred, my friend.
So what kind of changes are we going to see in this show versus shows that you've promoted in the past?
For one, you'll see many more competitors. For two, you're going to see it'll be worth coming.
That's an inside note, Deb. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I'm at a loss for that one, but we'll roll with it. Okay, number two.
Yeah, we'll actually get some competitors out there. But here's the deal, man. You can't. There's no more bowling trophies, you know, or the damn wall plaques that I don't like, and everybody knows how I felt about that. So there's nothing I wouldn't say now that I wouldn't say to that league or to anybody that confronted me about it. I'll say everything to them directly. I have before. We don't want those types of trophies. We want statues. You know, we know how the Chi-Town Showdown goes down. You are just showered in beautiful trophies and awards, you know. So the trophies and the awards are going to be up to par. Everything down to the registration check-in, there's going to be no confusion. It's going to run smooth. Backstage is going to run smooth. There's going to be, you know, food trays and water and fruit trays and just, you know, everything for the competitors backstage, and there'll be enough people on hand to keep the flow going, so there's absolutely zero confusion. I'm hoping that another thing that adds to it, you can take any type of stage production from Leif Anderson and carry that right over to how Chicago is going to look. You know, there's going to be the lights, the glamour. We're playing around with different smoke ideas, and it's definitely going to have the audience's perspective hammered down for sure. I'm hoping we can get Vicky, the league owner, to come down and MC, because not only is she very infectious with her personality and passion, she has the UK accent, which is just phenomenal. It's just fun to listen to. You know, she sounds awesome.
Yes,
yes, it is.
Oh, it's great. I can just listen to her talk. I'm like, just keep talking. I don't know. So we'll have her. If not, we do have Kristen Berard on backup for her in case they're not able to make the trip because the fares get so high. So we're hopefully to getting them here from England. But we're going to have, you know, full-fledged. There's going to be a judging panel of seven. The other shows I had, there were three. It's going to be on point. Yeah, it's going to be on point.
Don't forget one thing. My boy, the photographer. Do not forget him.
No. Yeah, we got the handiwork of Will Edwards that's going to be rolling the scene. And he'll be taking some phenomenal shots. He's actually offering packages for the competitors that enter into the show that they can get some professional photo shoots done in the city while they're here.
I hope everybody. Yeah. Well, see, I don't know unless you're from Chicago or in the region. I don't think people understand how big Will Edwards is in this area. He has an eye like nobody's business, and he catches phenomenal physiques with phenomenal background. It is amazing. And now, Brian, you can go ahead because I know you got so much more.
Yes, sir, but no, I would just duplicate everything you said. He's got that eye. You know, I mean, he's got that stuff, that quality that you can't teach to people. And he knows what he's really good about is kind of, it sounds weird, but he takes the posing out of you. He doesn't like you to be posed or flexed, or it's not about that. He wants to get the raw moment and get your emotion coming through, which is just, it just leaves unbelievable prints. And, you know, he'll be doing all the actual stage shots for the event and for the night show that he'll have, you know, up on the website. And, you know, everyone's going to be able to get an opportunity to have their stage shots. He's going to hammer those pictures beautifully. Definitely the guy to go to.
And that is such a big part of it. I mean, it seems just kind of like an added expense, but, man, you work so hard and to capture just the different angles and your feelings and expressions on that stage. I mean, it really is worth it. And to have someone who can, you know, just get that right, it's,
exactly,
as they say, it's priceless. So,
it's kind of funny because when it comes down, when it comes down to the photography, it's kind of, and we're, you know, my wife, we're expecting, you know, our daughter on September 6th. So we're getting the baby room ready.
Congratulations.
And here's the story. Thank you. Here's the story. We just got done painting. She can't obviously breathe it in. Well, we had to do a damn stencil wall. I've never done a stencil wall. Let me tell you. It turned out okay. But let me tell you, the probability to make that thing look like a kid did it is about 95%, right? So you can think something that's going to look good, but when it's done, it can just look like crap if it's not done right. And that's how the photographer is. You can have a great show, but if the pictures aren't good, they don't even really want them. And unfortunately, one of my last competitors that competed in a different show, she even messaged me back and was like, man, I don't like any of my pictures that were done she went to the website after the show, and she's like, I don't want any of them. And I didn't get to see him yet, but I was like, sorry. Like, I don't know. So that, you know, that's what we don't want happening afterwards, is because it can be a beautiful moment, beautiful show, and then be completely destroyed by horrible pictures.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly. Kind of like a wedding. You can't do it over, at least not that particular show.
No,
it is what
right,
it is.
Right. Yeah. And then the competitors that jump on the chance or the opportunity to work with Will for the discounted photo shoot for being a competitor, I mean, I strongly recommend to do it, because that's where he's able to take you and get your emotions out into your pictures.
I'm not even kidding. I am not even kidding. I got to jump back in. I'm sorry. Please give his website and so people can see what they're getting into, because it's, like, we can do it justice with words, but with the way he captures the moment and the picture, my goodness.
Yeah, www.tlr79.com.
I would call it www.you-got-to-be-crazy-not-to-do-this.com, because, I mean, the dude is just off the chain.
I agree. And he does all of our team shots. He does all of our company shots. But, yeah, he's our photographer for sure all the way around.
Oh,
and then
awesome.
we have the lovely and ever so popular Ivy Potter, you know, for the host Tanner, too, which is going to be another bonus
now,
for people.
Now you're pulling my foot. Now you're pulling my foot. That's my girl.
She's actually Ivy Potter, she's going to be donating skin package, basically. Obviously, I'm like, I don't understand all this stuff, but there's a ton of product that she's putting into the skincare package that's going to be going to the female overall winners that's coming from Ivy. I was really proud of her and was glad she stepped up to do that.
Because if I'm remembering right, Kaylin, she saved you one show, didn't she? Was that her?
Yes.
Where you had a totally
bad
tanning experience, and then she, out of the goodness of her heart, re-tanned you, and you came back and you finished well, but you probably could have finished better had your tan been on point from the beginning.
We all know about that moment where the tan. I mean, like, the best example I can give you is having everyone after prejudging running, not walking, running. Why the hell did you tan today? That's just ridiculous for you to come in that kind of physique and not tan. And I'm thinking, but I did tan. You know, and it's like the little loopy. And it's like you realize, boy, it's done. It's over. And, you know, and it sucks. But, you know, like Brian's saying, you do get to meet some great people at the worst times. And you remember them because it's out of the goodness of their heart that they're doing things. But that just shows the passion that exists within them. So, you know, when Ivy came around and said, she was one of them that said, why didn't you tan better? You poor child. You could have placed so much higher. The people that were at the bad lighting could see the detail, but the people that had where the actual judges need us to be to get what they need to see, we're not seeing nothing but a reflection of just like sheer light, and it was just blinding. Yeah, yeah, I washed out bad on that one. It was terrible.
That's crazy.
I went home looking at my dog, and he peed on me. It was terrible on me. Yeah.
So I mean, and it's, you know, the vendors you bring to your show really can make or break the experience. So
yes.
Kudos on lining up the best of the best to be out there with you.
Absolutely.
I might
yeah.
have to do that show. I might.
Yeah, between Ivy and Will being there, and then having all the judges from the DFAC panel, you know, and what's cool is they're
insane.
All other competitors, they're all promoters, they're all, you know, everybody's coming in to help out. I've never seen a league that, like, you know, because we have our own promoters page on the, you know, Facebook and stuff that we can, that it's crazy how much everybody links up and how much everybody helps everybody, you know. Everybody's about support, and everybody's flying around to everybody's shows to help them, you know, make it that much better. People are. The other judges and the other promoters from the DFAC, they get here early to help with the stage setup. You know, I mean, it really is, you know, everyone helping each other, and it's just going to keep growing. I mean, there's no way this thing can be stopped. It's growing.
Yeah.
It's growing.
In a good way.
Yeah. I actually get the opportunity to judge at least USA coming up on June 11th. So that'll be another great opportunity to see. Yeah, to see how it all goes down. You know, since Leaf's pretty much running the way over here in the U.S. And raising all the barriers for everybody, because this is how they run their shows over in the U.K. You know, when you see their pictures over from the U.K., it's just unbelievable stage shot. Unbelievable, you know. So now that Leaf is carrying that over into here, I mean, it's just lighting up the scene. The pictures from the Divas Classic are literally insane. Yeah,
I am planning on being at the USA, so I'll definitely have to look you up and say hello
excellent.
In person.
Yes, yes,
so
that'd be great.
It sounds like everything is coming together. It's falling into place. Any lessons learned that you want to share for up-and-coming promoters, would-be promoters out there? I mean, obviously, you know, we've already talked about how important it is to have the right organization that's going to allow you to make the changes you need to be the best thing you can be. But I mean, in addition to that, I mean, anything else that's really been eye-opening for you in switching organizations and the shows that you're promoting?
You just said the number one thing. When somebody can let you have complete control, and you know, it's a double-edged sword, because I there's no restrictions on me, but if this thing fails, which is fine, I mean, but it's all on me. I mean, it's going to be a huge hit if things were to go bottoms up and you got no competitors and no turnout. I mean, it's so much more expensive trying to do what you want, especially here in the city. So it's so different. I would
mm-hmm.
say in a bigger city, I'd say if you're going to promote, you have to research and go find and visit and go to different venues and theaters to find out who does not have union feet. That's my number one tip. The price on this thing got jacked so high when you're dealing with union labor feet. So that's my number one advice, would be find somewhere there are no union labor feet involved. And outside of that, it's you have the right support from the right league. Like you said, it's really going to come down to the grind and the hustle. How well can you promote and get the word out? But luckily through Facebook, if you're in the right network, they'll go and support you. And the only way you're going to ruin it is if you bottom up and you have a horrible registration process, if people are confused, if you're calling out the wrong top five and giving out the wrong awards, and you know, you have cheesy awards, all those things are going to pull you down. So my whole intent here is go big or go home. That way, if it fails, I can say, well, I put everything into it and it didn't respond very well, so I'm okay to move on, as opposed to do a half-assed job like how the other shows are promoted and it didn't work, and say, well, I never really did good awards. I never really did do this. I never really did do that. So in order to pull all that off, the cost of the whole entire show, I'm sure, compared to an average show that's held at a high school venue, I mean, this thing is 10, 15 times more expensive. So there is a big risk involved. But when you have the faith, you know, and I have the, you know, between the passion and the faith and people like you that are helping spread the word and get things out, is key. I mean, there's no way anybody could pull this off on their own. There's no way.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way. You can be all you want, but if people aren't there to help and support you, you're done. It's not going to help you.
Well, it goes back to, you know, just like if you're prepping for a show, there's so many people that don't step on stage that basically had a hand in you being there. It's the same thing with promoting a show. And, you know, it's, you know, Leaf, like you said, the Perez, Kimmy, there's a lot of us out of this region that were hungry for good shows. And, you know,
yeah.
Not to compete in, but just to have in the area, because like you were saying, you know, all those years ago, we should be top dog. I mean, if
Chicago
is such a great
yeah.
place, it's like, how can it not be? And then we go back to, what? I don't know. And then Beth says,
yeah,
I got
well,
nothing.
We're changing all that in August.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And the thing that is just so good is that you're so impassioned. You're able to do this juggling act without falling apart, because, like you said, that's one of the things that also factors into this is a promoter that can actually deal with the promotion. Because I'm not going to name names because everybody in the area knows what I'm talking about. But there's you know, promoters that say, you know, I'll you know, throw my name in the hat, but basically it's just a name only. And I've seen, and I won't do a name reference because, you know, anybody that's helping this side of the business knows exactly who I'm talking about. When I say I'm going to help you promote a show, but basically I'm not going to do it. I'm just wanting my name attached to the show for my ego. So,
right.
You know, so we've basically filtered those out of the way, and now we actually have a show that can live up to the billing that you saw, because, you know, you were way ahead of us with how you saw it as far as having, like you said, a pro show, if you could, and then, you know, growing from there. I hope nobody's surprised by what they see, because this is something you've been basically wanting since day one.
Yes, sir. That's very well put. That's exactly it. And being around the right people, like you said, it really is the key. You know, the Kimmys and the Perez's and, you know, all the people in this area that really, really support each other. It's great to see. I mean, I don't see that at all coming, you know, from like NPC side or things like that. I mean, this is the Natty group in Midwest is a tight-knit group. And, you know, if I would have to say for anybody in the Midwest from what I've seen, yeah, I mean, you could be – I think I could see it happening. If you disrespected really anybody in that circuit, you're going to lose them all. That's all there is to it.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
So, yeah, I mean, if there's no respect involved, you will get eaten up in the Midwest. So that's probably another biggest thing, man, is respect everybody. That, no, unless they don't deserve it, but you know what I mean. You know where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to have it.
Yeah. I mean, but let's, you know, you take everything from the DFAC where it's, you know, by athletes, for the athletes. And when you put the type of production into it and the passion behind everything and having people like you guys on board, I can't wait to see how this show is going to turn out in August. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. So for anybody who has joined us late, why don't you give us just a quick recap of the wins and the wares of the show and where they go get registered again?
Okay. It's August 13th. The DFAC Windy City Naturals in Chicago. The website is www.windycitynaturals.com. All information is there, all info. You can sign up there. Once you sign up, every competitor gets emailed a competitor packet that has the actual details of the show. So that will be sent as soon as you enter. And, excuse me, let's see here. That's coming up in August 13th. That's pretty much about it.
Yeah, about 12 weeks, we said. So, and
yeah.
Since we've been talking so much about what a close-knit community this is and how good the DFAC community in particular is about supporting each other, why don't you go ahead and take the next couple of minutes and give shout-outs to anybody and everybody that has been helping you along the way.
Ooh-wee. All right. First and foremost, you know, he's really changed the game, Leaf. Because Leaf was, you know, I was probably the annoying kid right out of the gate, like, you know, kind of pulling at his coat, like, hey, what's going on? because when I saw how the Minnesota Mayhem went down, I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I, you know, there you go, that's how it should be done. And so the Leaf, when I, you know, once we decided to jump on board with him, I actually had to go to him for a lot of questions on, hey man, how would you do something like this? Or a lot of it was kind of establishing the packet, you know, the sponsor packets, the competitor packets, like that. No other league does that. You just sign up and you just wait to show up, and I don't know if they get emails or whatever, but I don't know how many times I get so frustrated at, you know, with the other league when I was sitting there at registration and like their name wasn't even on the damn list. You know, I mean, come on. You know, so in having people saying, well, I signed up for that, there was just so much confusion. So to have Leaf, so, you know, have everything, you know, tied up in a bow, and he helped me with all these different packets and kind of ideas. I don't ask him how to do things. So probably another piece of advice for promoters is, you know, don't just go ask everything. It's, you know, you have to formulate your question and know how to ask, because no one's just going to want to tell you how to do everything. But having him as a tool to say, man, I need to get, you know, I need to look more professional, bottom line. So he helped me look more professional as a promoter. So Leaf, 100%, all helped me do that for sure. Vicky has been there, I mean, Vicky and Guy, you know, they use the same account. But, I mean, if I send them a message, I have an answer literally within 10 minutes. I mean, it's that fast. I'm getting a lot of support from Kristen Berard, Ricky Howell, Romer, Mendez, Eugene Ring, all these guys are coming to judge, and, you know, we've been kicking around ideas and helping out with, like, award ideas and things like that. Obviously, you know, Ivy Potter, Willa Edwards. I'm going to have a ton of backstage help that I wouldn't even be able to list at all, and I'm fortunate enough to have these people come to me and say, hey, if you need help, like, I'm here for you. And, you know, we're even talking to, like, the Kevin Govans and Cassandra. You know, mm-hmm. You know, those are big names to have. You know, our main extra writer is going to be Kimmy. You know, I got to have her in the loop. So she's going to be she'll be manning the stage backstage, getting everybody ready. You know, right before they go on stage, so she'll be the main person backstage with the headset, you know, and the earpiece with everybody. And there'll be a ton of helpers there just to make sure things are rolling smooth. Rich Fitter, Derek Draper, you know, all these guys that are involved in the league, very supportive. Yeah, very supportive. And even down to the venue people. I mean, you know, dealing with the Anthoneum Theater it's not easy dealing with these types of theaters and venues. And when they have plays and shows going on all year, trying to nestle yourself into a spot, into this uncharted territory, you should have seen the looks on their faces when I go to them, like, hey, I want to run a show here. You know, is that an actual theater? They're like, what do you mean? So
what do you know?
We had to start from scratch, and they're like, wow, we've never done anything like this, but okay. We even have to build the judges table. How about that?
Wow.
All
yeah. Right, then. So we're going on Friday, because we're going to put them in the orchestra pit where they normally would be, you know, where the orchestra would be sucked beneath the stage. We have to build the judges pit to come up so that their table is going to be sunk in kind of down into the stage. Yeah, so it'll be unique. The production that's going to go down, they actually have a production crew, Bread and Roses, through the theater that they're actually helping me get the stage.
Oh, cool.
Set
I love
up.
The name.
Right? So, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that's going to make this thing come to life. And, you know, the awards are going to be coming from different angles. You know, a lot of them will be, I didn't know this, but as I come to find out, they're kind of the same ones from Perez. So we'll have the statues going on. And, man, the pro show is kind of funny. I have more pro bodybuilder entries than amateur entries right now.
Now, that's
yes,
exciting.
So.
Because it's
How about
never that way. You always the reverse. That's exciting.
Right. How about
yes.
That? Yeah.
But see, you know, I got to jump in right quick. This is something that Brian had been wanting, was the pro side, because we were always saying, you know, people are winning, but what do they do after that? Because, you know, it's always the what's next that the competitor has. And this is something that was so, I mean, he was like an Ethiopian that basically wasn't getting any kind of rice patties or nothing. It's like, what's going on? You know, yeah. And he's starving because he's got the questions that needed answers because every competitor was asking the same thing. Why? And then we go back to, I don't know what.
Yeah, this is no pro show. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take care of that.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's funny. The pros are coming in first. I love it.
I love it. I love it, too. That is way awesome, way awesome. Well, Brian,
yeah,
we have enjoyed every minute with you tonight.
Well,
thanks so much for, you know, and we've been chasing you for a while, too. I'm going to put that out there. We've been chasing you for a little while to get you on the show, so I'm glad that you were finally able to make it.
Thank you so much. I don't have the easiest schedule to work with. I really appreciate it.
No, well, we appreciate you taking the time, and we're definitely going to have our eye on the show, and we are we're going to keep talking about it. So let's keep growing those registrations.
Absolutely, Des. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great night.
All right, you too, Wendy.
All right. Wow. I mean, DFAC, I mean, our listeners are probably like, can they stop talking about DFAC and all of their promoters? But we can't stop because it is just blowing up, like blowing up before our eyes. And and they're doing everything right. Yes. And no, we're not on anybody's payroll. That's just the way that it is playing out. DFAC is blowing up this year. I mean, it was gaining momentum last year, but it's really just taking off this year. And the athletes are loving it because they are doing everything right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what everybody had been basically begging for. And, you know, it's supply and demand. You know, it's everybody said, you know, we got this great TV. But they really, when you got the TV home, it's like, wow, you know, that's not everything they said. So you had a great marketing concept, but not a great actual product. And the DFAC basically came in and said, then let's put our ears closer to the ground and hear what the people are actually asking for. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, with the show coming up this weekend, everybody can out of this area can refer back to the Chi-Town Showdown and say that was the foundation. And even though it's not DFAC, it's basically what piggybacked this region to have the shows the way they were, because like Brian was saying and like everybody that's from this area knows, that it takes a lot of people with a lot of good minds and good thinking that actually listen to their clients, fellow competitors, or just somebody in the know of what really is needed to have a show be successful on all sides. And that's what happened, and it culminated in this region because of that. Because, you know, as much as we'd love to say DFAC, there's a lot in this area that isn't DFAC. It's just people saying, I want to help. I want this to work. And it just took something like the DFAC saying, well, then we'll bring those people in to get the support that's necessary to take care of the competitors. And I think that's what was the tidal wave that just kind of nobody was ready for. Because, like, you know, when you hear the Minnesota Mayhem, you'd almost think it was a four-year show. They finally figured it out. But, you know, they'd been just constantly drawing people. And that was its first year. But it was the people that are behind the scenes that were basically saying, let's get this done, and I don't care who name is put on there to make that happen. Let's just get it done right. And it's just been that way ever since.
And it's a good thing, too. It's a
good thing, too.
Oh, so, I can cry. Don't cry. We know what happens when you start to do that, and let's not go into that right now. But
okay.
I will say this. There's a lot of good stuff going on, and Kaylin and I are going to definitely have more to be sharing with you guys and more to be talking about, so do tune in. Thank you for being part of our first year, and we're looking forward to you to being with us during the next year. So, and hey, you know, we're almost halfway done with this year already, which is another crazy thing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Time just flies.
Oh, my goodness.
And I guess calendar year. almost over with this calendar year. I mean, our next anniversary is not going to roll around for another 11 months, but still craziness. Before you know it, we'll be doing another year-end show, year-end wrap-up.
Right.
So, anyway, definitely next week we're going to be talking about the latest return of the ice cream sandwich protein.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're going to want to join us to hear more about that. I know Kaylin's feeling a little intimidated. Snickerdoodle might have a competitor, but I think it's a good thing.
Well, yeah, competition's good, but yeah, you know the winner.
Oh, my goodness. I'm happy myself, Kaylin, and P for P muscle. Your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Snickerdoodle.